I'm drawn to the Psalms again today. They contain some promises, things that we can wrap around our fingers and remember. I have never seen the righteous forsaken. Psalmist says, or their children begging for food. For the Lord loves what is right and does not abandon his faithful people. He protects them forever. But the descendants of the wicked will be driven out. Psalms are full of these things, and we hold on to them for comfort, as we should. My encouragement to us is that we don't look at these things through the filter of only our own lives. In other words, that we don't make these things mean what they mean to us alone. God is sovereign, and these promises are utterly and absolutely true. But as with everything else in this life, we must live by faith. We must live knowing that God is sovereign, and that it is He who will provide. So when we are claiming these promises, so often we get discouraged when things don't work out the way we want them to, or the way that we think they should, or that it doesn't look like what we had anticipated. And so we so easily get discouraged and think, well, God didn't show up, when the truth is, we wanted God to show up on our terms. And He rarely does. He invites us to look at the world through His eyes, which is always going to stretch us and always going to invite us to grow beyond ourselves and away from what makes us cozy and comfortable. Because God simply won't allow us to create this little cocoon that we can hide out in, this little heaven. He won't let us create a little heaven. Heaven is His to give. And so He will take care of the righteous. And we have to take the whole thing in context, because the psalm makes these promises and we latch onto them for comfort, and as we should, that's what they're there for. But you have to take it in its entirety. Turn away from evil and do good is in there. And that's sort of a caveat to it all. I can say from my own life, every time that I have felt the Lord leading in a certain direction, you know, my nature is to go try to make that happen. Usually I screw it up and I'm like, well, you said this, Lord. Maybe I'm not really hearing God and all of this kind of stuff. What I have learned as I have matured in the faith by being in the Bible every day is that what God says He will do, He will do. And what is written in His word is final. It will come to pass. But that doesn't mean it's going to work the way I want it to or the way I thought it would. It's not going to look like I thought necessarily. I am almost always taking by the scenic route. There's never been a time where I've sensed the Lord leading in a certain direction, where it wasn't ultimately proven true, but it is never by the route I would have taken, and rarely works out the way I thought. And I've gotten comfortable with that. It used to really make me very uncomfortable. Now I love it. I don't have to figure anything out. I only must trust and obey. The old hymn from days gone by is so deeply true. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.